Ages ago, when the giants were numerous on the earth, there lived a big fellow named Antigonus. His castle was on the Scheldt River. So every day, one could see hundreds of wide sailed craft moving towards the sea or coming in from the ocean. Boys and girls came down to stand in their wooden shoes on the banks to see the vessels moving to and fro. The incoming ships brought sugar, wine, oranges, lemons, olives, and other good things to eat, and wool to make warm clothes. Often, craftsmen came from the wonderful countries in the south to tell of the rich cities there, and helped to build new and fine houses and splendid churches and town halls. So all the Belgian people were happy. But one day, this wicked giant came into the country to stop the ships and make them pay him money. He reared a strong castle on the river banks. It had four sides and high walls, and deep down in the earth were dark, damp dungeons. One had to light a candle to find his way to the horrid places. So, every day, when the ships hove in sight, they were hailed from the giant's castle and made to pay heavy toll. Poor or rich, they had to hand over their money. If any captain refused, he was brought ashore and made to kneel before a block and place one hand upon the other. Then the giant swung his axe and cut off both hands and flung them into the river. The prosperity of the city was destroyed, and for the foreign merchants who were too afraid to send their ships into the giant's country, made the reputation of the city grew worse and worse. Suddenly came a brave young fellow named Brabo, who lived in the province of Brabant. If any captain refused, he was brought ashore and made to kneel before a block and place one hand upon the other. Brabo was set to defeat the giant, but Brabo knew that the big fellow, Antigonus, was not at all brave, but really only a bully and a coward. Brabo then climbed into the castle to defeat the giant. Glaring at the youth, Antigonus seized his club and brought it down with such force that it went through the wooden floor. But Brabo dodged the blow and in a trice made a sweep with his sword, cutting off the giant's head and threw it out the window. The giant's huge hands were cut off by Brabo, who stood on the very top of the high east tower. After this, thousands of ships from many countries loaded or unloaded their cargoes on the wharves or sailed peacefully by. To this day, in the great square rises the splendid bronze monument of Brabo the Brave, the headless and handless hulk of the giant Antigonus lies sprawling, while on his body rests Antwerp Castle.